Okay, thank you for clicking yet again on another Folkin.com downloadable interview. That's a mouthful and a half. I was talking to Dave Pegg earlier, I nearly swore saying it. But thank you for joining us. I say joining us, that means you've clicked and that means you're listening to this. It's Paul Johnson here, backstage of Cropperty. Scorching weather, 2012, the hottest weather we've had at Cropperty for years. And I'm lucky enough to have bumped into, not literally, but bumped into, the BBC Young Folk Awards winners. And I've got to try and pronounce this, is Iskij.
Yeah, that's what you've got.
So I've got, I've been sitting in my tent thinking, oh my God, I've got to interview these boys, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but I like the little bit of programme, it gives us a bit of a clue.
Yeah.
It's spelled nothing like that, but I dare say they can find out all about you. Have you got a website or something?
We do, it's just iskij.com, A-O-S-C-A-I-D.
That's the way. Okay. Well, I saw your set about half an hour ago. Yep. Since then, they've been run off their feet, they've been signing albums, or signing EPs that you've got out of the moment for ages, and I've just been hanging around waiting for them. So who have we got here? We've got three of them here. Firstly, on my left, not that you'll know that because you're listening online,
is Fenton Mall.
Right, and you play
the flute and the whistles.
And the whistles. Okay, we got
Declan McGee. I play the accordion.
Okay,
I'm Niall
McCrickard.
I play the guitar.
I saw you sitting there playing your guitar. Yeah. Looking around, cool as a cucumber. I'm sure your guitar's got more notes than mine has, because your fingers were going really well. Beautiful set, lovely songs. How did you all get together? Because I was just chatting to you, and you wasn't actually neighbours or mates. You're quite away.
You were quite a bit apart from each other, but the traditional scene in Ireland, it is that you can just best friends with somebody from Cork and be at the other end of the country and be still best friends with someone. And you meet up at festivals and flowers and everything, you might see them for months, but you're still best friends. You just grab a pint away you go.
Yeah, nice.
So we would have met through festivals at home over the years and just got playing together, and then just we entered a competition then about 3 years ago all together, and we won it, so we just kept going with the thing.
This was a school competition, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it's based on schools. It's young traditional bands at home, and you do about a 10-minute set, with it has to include a song as well, and it's all done through Irish language. So there's myself and Dermot, another member, are fluent in Irish. So we kept we entered the competition, and you move through different rounds, whatever, and then we got through to the final.
Like an uncommercial X Factor type.
There's no big X's there to scare you.
Nobody giving you a slating when you're playing crap.
Well, they did, they just wrote it down and sent it.
Or a bit dodgy on the flip.
Yeah.
And so you decided after winning that you'd get up and stay together and start playing. And from there, how did you get into this BBC Young Folk Awards? Because that's quite intriguing.
It was actually Brian Valley, one of the real name in the whole Irish traditional scene, suggested it to me and my brother, because we would go down to Armagh Pipers Club. I do a bit of the piping and stuff, and we'd be down with them quite a lot, and he suggested, because Jared Henderson went in for it, I think it was a good few years ago, and he suggested it to us because he knew we were in a group, and one of my music teachers in school also suggested to me at the same time, so just kind of filled in the form and went for it.
Is that what you did? Literally filled in the form, sent it off. Yeah, come and play.
You had to send in a short recording, so we had to get some tape recorders out and get something done.
Did
and
you
send it over to them? Yeah.
Did you go to a studio and do a really flash one? That sounds really good.
No, it was in the living room with a laptop.
The old cassette machine.
Yeah. Don't make a mistake, because we can't redo it.
No, that's right. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I liked it. And I got it. Well, amazing. You won. I mean, obviously, you don't get any recording time or anything from there, but it must give you quite a lot of clout. Have you seen an upturn in bookings and stuff?
It's brilliant from the English folk scene side of things, because it's very hard. It would be very hard for a traditional band to get a name over here other than going through something like a folk award or something like that. And we're just thrown straight in at the deep end now. We're in at the Cropperty, Cambridge, all the big folk festivals that are going about now. We're kind of working our way around them and getting the name out. So it's brilliant. We're getting a lot of contact from the English side of things now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. What's it like? Because, I mean, obviously you must have started doing small gigs, like clubs and pubs, and I get this vision of Ireland, it's a bit cliche, but playing in pubs all the time, and sort of every pub's got music and their gear, probably not like that at all.
That's
quite close. And how does it feel? Do you get nervous, down there on a big stage like this? I would cack myself if I'm I play in a band, I play guitar, and I would look at the crowd, I'd love it, but I'd look at it and go, there's quite a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Then the most I played was about 2000, so but 25 is a bit of a jump. Did you find that?
Yeah, well, see, when we were doing the sound check, there was absolutely nobody.
Empty field, didn't it?
Empty field, yeah. Well, you know, it's not too bad. It's all right. And then, as soon as the gates opened, the whole thing filled up in about 5 minutes, and it was just kind of
the best.
This is gonna be fun.
So the best bit was the like kind of released the animals. You could see them running from four corners of the field, yeah, to try and get their spot. But the best was some old woman who had obviously screwed out her shot mobility yoke, and she was going, yeah, flying through the ring, knocking people over just to get her spot right in the middle.
She's probably raced it up. Forgot freely on stage. I've seen them. They put flags on and everything.
Yeah,
they're terrible. So from here, you got loads and loads of gigs coming up. You're doing well now.
Yeah, we're going home now next week. All Ireland Flas on at home, so it's like the biggest traditional festival at home. It's on for the whole of next week, and then we'll be back over to do Tyrsey at the end of August. And then we're back home, and we've got stuff at home as well, a few festivals at home, the William Kennedy Pipe Festival and stuff like that there, and we've got bookings coming in, so hopefully get stuff lined up.
She's really busy now, guys, isn't it? Yeah. Any albums going to be done, a little EP, any plans to make an album?
Hopefully in coming into the winter, hopefully get something done, the proper album, and maybe release it to the start of next year.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Somebody's waiting for that, because you are in so much demand.
Yeah.
So, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah,
thanks very much. Cheers. Bye bye.